All right. We're back at my house, Rosie on the house. Let's bring Miles back into the conversation, who had a question about the effectiveness of a radiant barrier sheet that someone's proposing he install in his attic. Miles, welcome back to my house.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, tell me, what drove you to make an inquiry about this particular product? Are you experiencing a dilemma in your current home?
I wasn't driven to inquire. They came to me basically trying to sell me this. I was really kind of curious about it. I wanted to get your opinion. Basically,
Miles, where do you live, generally speaking?
In Surprise.
Okay, in Surprise. How big is your home?
Just under 2,000 square foot.
Okay, are you a year-round resident?
Yes, we are.
Is it an all-electric home?
No, I have gas heat and electric AC.
And being a year-round resident, what temperature do you keep the thermostat at in the middle of the summer?
We're seem to be pretty comfortable with about 80 degrees.
Okay. Your summer bills aren't over 240 or 250 bucks, are they?
Well, we recently installed solar, so no, they're not up that far.
Yeah. I mean, no. Spending money installing a radiant barrier at your house would be the biggest waste of money on planet Earth.
Okay.
Save your money. You're doing perfectly well. You with the solar installed, there's probably very little you can do other than possibly spend $99 for a whole house energy audit. But if your attic is at an R30 insulation, only 10% of your air conditioning bill is attributed to the attic temperature. People grossly overestimate what the attic heat does to their bill. It does very, very little. Make sure your windows are shaded. Make sure your weather stripping on your doors and windows is secure and you're in good shape. Miles, save your money, buddy.
Okay.
And
thank
that,
you so
and that,
much.
And that company has probably approached all of your neighbors. Do your neighbors a favor and tell them the same thing. Save your money.
Gotcha.
All right, my friend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
All right, Miles. We appreciate the question. Now let's go back to Lisa, who sent us an email. She says, we got a lot of traffic noise coming into our home from the 101 freeway. Some of it's coming through the large attic ventilation space on one side of the house. And she gave me her address. So I was actually able to Google Earth her and actually see the home. And she has huge attic ventilation gable end vents on her house. But I'm going to tell you, Lisa, that's probably not where most of the noise is coming in. You need to take a look at your windows, particularly with them being 26 years old, if you've never replaced or upgraded them. She talks about the noise being so bad that the morning rush hour is waking everyone up at 4:30. Please let us know if you can help. Well, I'd be happy to come out and do a full analysis. But I can tell you the first thing you ought to do is go to magnetite.com, magnetite.com. These are plexiglass storm windows that install the inside of your window, and they reduce noise by up to 70%. And you can make a measurement and order them on the website. Have it delivered to your home and install it yourself. Just order one. It's going to be a couple hundred bucks at the most. Just order one and install it and see if that room instantly becomes much more quiet and allows you to sleep through that morning rush hour. So don't spend thousands of dollars chasing a problem you don't have. If we can solve this problem for just a few hundred. Magnetite.com. It's a product out of Houston, Texas. We've used it in many instances when we're trying to quiet a house down. As a matter of fact, our broadcast studio that we use at home is next to a fairly busy street. And you get the street sweepers, or the city trash trucks driving down the road, you've actually got to stop the recording while that goes by. Well, we installed these in that studio room, and the problem was solved. So take a look at it. Magnetite.com. MAGNETITE.com. And if you don't believe me, like I say, just order one. Get it delivered, install it, and see if that doesn't solve the problem. And I know I'm going to be getting a big thank you letter from Lisa in about 30 days. When she orders it, gets it inside. If you need help installing it, give me a call. We'll send out one of our handymen. It'll take 10 minutes to install. So there you go. When we get back, we've got Steve in Old Town wants to talk about some extra cold weather in winter. And then I've got some follow-up to do with why do septic systems only fail during the holidays?